welcome back to another episode of It's Pat
and Zach. God damn it, we fucked it up. No, last
and we've got Travis with us again.
Hi.
Okay, well, that's not a very good start. This episode is brought to you by Scotch.
Scotch.
I like Scotch. That's
yeah,
good.
Just don't do shots of Scotch. I heard people.
So they're sponsoring Scotch as a general like industry is sponsoring the
just
show.
Just the general drink Scotch.
They're sponsoring my motivation.
They're sponsoring his addiction.
Yes.
To alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Zach can't do the podcast without an alcoholic beverage in his hands.
This is very true. So I guess we're going to war with Russia.
I hope not.
Yeah, they would probably win.
As a service member, I promise you, I do not want to fight a Russian.
Yeah, but we would win, though.
How would we win?
Yeah, how
Russians,
would we win?
Russians eat people, dude. Have you not watched your shit on Netflix?
Dude, we've got the world's most superior military. We'll win.
I would not want to get into a hand-to-hand combat with a Russian, though.
Well, you know the Russians are training over here on U.S. soil as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because for the longest time, they've been our allies. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, when I was at, not going to mention the name, but at the fort I was at, yeah, we had a lot of Russians there training.
All your base now belong to us.
Yeah. Your base are now belong to us.
Vladimir Putin!
Your base.
Exactly.
So, but no, it's no bueno. They just
no bueno.
So what was the deal with it? Putin's is just wanting Ukraine, or
they moved Russian military into Ukraine. Yes.
Oh, so he's taking over Ukraine.
Well, wasn't Ukraine part of the Soviet Union at one point? Travis, I figure you're more of a historical
dude. Don't put me on that. I don't know the answer.
I don't know.
Let's just say it was.
Yeah, let's just say he wants his
how about
country.
You fucking Google it before you start opening your mouth and making us all look stupid?
Yeah, tarred.
Well, that's why I'm not getting into it.
Anyways. Okay. So Vladikins.
So let's just ignore it. Let's
Is
stop
there anything cool
here.
In Ukraine besides like radiation? Are there girls attractive? Do we know that at all?
Eastern European girls are very attractive, yes.
They are? Okay. So yeah, there's one reason to invade the Ukraine for Russia, because I guess the Russian chick on 90 Day Fiancé is pretty hot. Is she from Russia?
No, which one? Oh.
The hot one.
The blonde one, yes.
Is she blonde?
There's
she
one from, I don't know. Yeah, there's the Russian one. The Russian one with the fat, slobby type guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Russian.
Okay, she's hot as hell. Okay. Maybe they're trying to expand the gene pool. Make more attractive people. I don't know.
All right, Travis. The Ukraine was a sovereign Soviet socialist state. And it was one of 15 republics of the Soviet Union.
Oh, well, isn't that just fantastic?
That is fantastic because now Mother Russia wants her child
Mother
back.
Mother Russia.
And
Mother Russia.
Of course, the rest of the world doesn't
we
want
We drink
that.
A vodka, we invade other country, we have a nice time. Go fuck off.
They fight bears.
Yeah.
We fight bears.
They fight bears. They live in snow all year round.
They live in snow.
In snow, dude. They don't
live inside of the snow.
Exactly. They don't have houses and shit. That's why they're so fucking stone cold and everything.
They have houses. They have a modern society.
No,
Russia.
They don't. They're fucking animals. That's why I don't want to go to war with them. They'll kill us. They'll kill us all. Because they eat people.
Vlad's a pretty badass dude, though.
And eat people and babies, as Patrick just noted. People and babies.
No, but bad thing about Russia.
Russia.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty up there. I mean, as far as military standards go, I mean they're one tough son of a bitch.
I mean, they're huge.
Yeah.
They're scary.
God, I honestly don't want another Cold War.
Oh, fuck, that would really suck. But, you know...
No, all we have to do is send over an American boxer to fight their Russian champion.
Can we not make this, like, G Gundam? Where all the fucking, like,
Superpowers?
No. G Gundam, like, when instead of having war, they have these giant Gundams, and they go fight each other. Whoever wins is the dominating, like, country.
Opa Gundam style?
Simple as that. Just make giant fucking robots and duke it out.
Yeah,
right. Gundam wars. Style?
How do you feel about that, Travis?
I think Opa Gundam style.
He's playing goddamn games
right now. Are you really he said he can
fucking do this and play.
Wait, I'm here.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. He's playing Tropico 4 because it's soft bounce up on Steam. And he's like, I can do this.
Nice. I've been talking this entire time. What are you talking about?
If you say so.
Man. Have you? Maybe you're...
Yeah. No, it's not. No.
Okay. Now he's not talking. But yeah. Well, okay. We do have to... I don't know. Russia really doesn't make any vehicles, do they? They don't make cars at all. What does Russia give the world?
They give the world Russian women.
That's very true.
Order brides.
They sell their women. They sell their women. That's fucking crazy.
You want to be American?
Yeah. Moving over here. Oh, God.
Yeah, you have, you pay $5,000, you get one bride, spend rest of life with her, treat her well. you have to get their blessing before you...
Hey, I'd do it.
Yeah, I would too.
I mean, if I was still single and I had some money, and I didn't think she'd leave me as soon as she got citizenship... I mean, Russian women are gorgeous.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Okay, they use rubles. I was trying to remember what the currency was.
Well, their currency is supposed to drop less than the US dollar and euro because of this.
What? No way.
Yeah.
So the women are gonna be cheaper.
Like, economy is
gonna... Are you saying it's a buyer's market right now?
Like, the economy is gonna go down the shitter. Like, if all this shit doesn't sort itself out.
Yeah. Well, it's nothing new. But... if that means that you can get cheaper mail-order brides now, I mean...
Oprah will start handing out Russian women on her show. Mail-order bride for you!
Look under your seats, everybody!
You see some Russian woman crawl out from under the seat?
You get a brand new whore!
Well, it wouldn't be a whore. Oprah's giving it to you for free.
Yeah.
But it's a free whore. So, wait, if it's a free whore, is it a whore?
No, it's not actually a whore. It's a wife. Right? I mean, you're like, oh, I'm going to pay for a nagging bitch.
So, wait, that's interesting. What if somebody pays for, like, a hooker for you? Is that, it's a free whore. Does that make her a whore if you're not paying for it?
No.
Personally, even if you're not paying
for it depends on your definition of whore.
Somebody else is paying for it. Oprah is paying for it.
If she's a prostitute and or a hooker... then no, she would not be one of those titles if she was free. She's still a whore because she still sleeps around with a bunch of dudes.
We have too vague of terms nowadays.
I mean, hooker, prostitute, pay for sex. A whore or slut is a woman who sleeps around a
lot. Well, I don't think women, I don't know.
But it sucks because whore is one of those titles you can just call a woman that sleeps around and or a prostitute.
Anyway. But should we really be... Okay, I'm going to go feminist for a second.
Uh-oh.
Could we really...
Oh, man.
Do you remove your cock and balls before you start?
No, they're still here. You want to see them? I'll slap it on the mic for you.
Hey, did you prepare this speech, Zach, and just write it on a napkin and put the napkin in your fucking purse, you faggot?
No, I was like, should we really get mad at girls who just want a good dickin', who just scour the earth for that one true dick. If you look at it in that way,
the one true dick.
That one true dick.
I don't know.
A transcendent tale of love and
how would you feel about a woman, Zach, that slept with thousands of dudes and then had sex with you? I mean, that's not really sloppy seconds, bro.
That's like a...
Here's the thing.
I don't even know what to call that.
Here's the thing. It's so much different in our society. Like, I could stick my dick inside of, 25 different women.
Yeah.
But as soon as a woman has 25 different cocks in her...
At the same time?
No, not at the same time.
What about the problem? Is it spanned out or is it back to back?
Same period of time for the guy and the woman. Okay. But here's the thing. Like, my dick doesn't change... Granted, I'm using protection.
Your dick doesn't get wider?
Yeah. After I have sex with all these different women. But, I mean, this woman could have sex with 25 different dudes, and they're going to fucking... I don't know.
They're going to what?
Tear themselves up.
Well, that's why I know there's a God, is because that shit tightens back up over time, if you give it enough time. So I don't know about the chick who's scouring the earth for the perfect dick.
Here's the thing, dude. Like, to you, perfect dick would be...
To me, no, I don't think there is a perfect dick. So that's my own.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, you could... I mean, no matter the size, I mean, certain women, you're going to fill them out, like, perfectly. It's going to fit like a glove. You know?
It's called true love.
Oh, like to me, that, I mean, that's a...
Like, there's like five different different passages once you get in there.
No, I'm just saying, like,
it's like she has like an inverted hand down there.
Here, let me get four more of my buddies. No, but
that's exactly like a glove. Oh,
man. But no, I mean, these guys with freakishly large cocks. I mean. To me, that would just be miserable.
Why are you bringing this up, Patrick?
I don't know. It's part of
Zach's
whole...
We're talking about sex and cocks now.
Yeah, I mean, it just...
We're moving on from Russia.
I'm rolling with it.
Wait, are Russians hung? Should we be worried about that, them coming every day?
No, okay. They're white, so...
That's true. Yeah. All right, we're good. Now.
But, no, my thing is, I mean, say you've got a guy who's got, like, a foot or more. I mean, there's only so much of that you could put in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the majority of your cocks outside, like that would just suck. You really can't ram as well as you want to.
I'd cry
to,
for those guys.
For fear of, you know, bending or snapping.
Oh,
that would be my biggest fear, is just snapping a boner. Yeah, because yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can sprain those muscles and that. Oh, yep. My God. I don't even want to think about that.
No, don't. Here, I don't even know why you brought
here,
it up.
Here, place this cast on my cock.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's a legitimate, I mean,
there's
concern.
Cases that have happened, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your woman, like, turns the wrong way while you're in her. And...
That's dangerous, man.
Too
that's,
tight
but
of
that's
a kegel. Maybe
but
we should be
cool
talking
story,
about
though.
This, because they might smarten up a little bit. So, if one of them listens to this, because you know how they gab. God damn it.
Hey, next time your man treating you like shit... And he's still
do
trying
a twisted kegel.
He's still trying to dick you. You twist that bitch's dick off. Like,
what the fuck?
No, please don't.
I have to be careful now.
Oh.
I'm glad.
Somebody had to say it.
Somebody did have to say it. It's crazy though. But yeah, that's.
Oh right. My God. So, I mean, this is kind of off topic, but at the same time,
that's
not.
What we're about.
Well, at the same time, not. I saw a picture. A screenshot from Rocco's Modern Life, you know, from back in the Dizay.
Yeah.
Right.
And there was at work. He was at work, and the poster was like a hotline.
Yeah.
Yes, and it turns out like Rocco worked at a sex hotline.
Wow.
And like as a kid, I never knew that.
Fuck no.
But like now, I'm tempted to go back and watch some of these old cartoons.
Oh hell yeah!
You know that we all enjoyed,
dude,
and see how much of it really had like adult humor and innuendo and everything in it.
Dragon Ball.
Oh, dude, it's full of it.
What?
It's fucking full of it.
Oh yeah, Dragon Ball, dude. You have Bulma fingering herself in one of the episodes.
Yeah, the Japanese version though.
Yeah, so
it never came back over here.
It's the only one I ever watched.
Yeah. But
I went back and watched it. Dude, there's
man,
cigarette
go,
ads, all kinds of shit.
I want to go back and just watch, like, Rocco and Ren and Stimpy. Ren and Stimpy was bad for its time.
I was never a fan of that.
Like, Ren and Stimpy was... Well, like, South Park was in the early 2000s. You know, when everybody was all up in arms over South Park. I mean, Ren and Stimpy was like that back in the day.
Really?
When was everyone up in arms over South Park?
Back
besides
in the,
when they like back in the 90s when they first started.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like late 90s.
You said early 2000s.
Early 2000s, late 90s is the same thing. I count the year 2000
no, it's,
is early 2000s.
There's a whole decade that's a decade's difference. That's 10 years difference.
No.
No.
It could only be 7 years like cuz mid let's
That's
see,
still
mid
a huge difference.
Is 3 to 6.
I still consider let me rephrase it. Instead of saying early 2000s, I mean the year 2000 and or 98, 99.
Okay. There
you
go. I don't really watch that.
Because, I mean, if I say the 90s, you're going to think early 90s, you know, like 94, 95, you know, like the grunge era. So I don't really refer to the 90s.
What I call the best music ever.
Yeah, you're old enough since you're like, what, 30 now?
I'm 26.
Yeah, dude, Travis is actually younger than I am.
That's crazy. Jesus. The grunge era.
He's still an old man.
He is. He is. Man. Sure. The 90s. I was a child.
What other great, like, cartoons and shows, though, were out then?
All I really watched was, like, cartoons, like anime Doug. And shit.
Doug. Doug was a good one.
I have Doug's first movie. Like VHS.
All those Nick shows were just awesome.
Hey, language. Oh, Nick. Nick, sorry.
yeah, he's a great guy.
I have all four seasons of ALF on DVD.
And that's taking it really old.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I grew up on ALF. It's the best. And I have... I watched Dinosaurs on Netflix.
Oh, my God. Such a great show.
That show was so...
That had some fucking tones in it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
If you watched it now, like, it had serious, like, dark tones.
I watched a couple of the episodes, and I remember as a little kid, like, haha, talking dinosaurs! And then, like, they dive into some shit, man.
Yeah, the drugs, they have a drug episode.
Yep.
They have, there's like an abortion joke.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's fucking, it's brutal.
I'm definitely going to have to go back, though, and rewatch some of those old shows and just somehow get them. Because, I mean, I'm talking like Salute Your Shorts, Are You Afraid of the Dark, freaking Clarissa Explains It All.
I loved all that and the Amanda Bynes show.
What was the,
Amanda Bynes was hot.
Oh, what was that game show? I had it a second ago.
What was the talent one where it's like, guess what I can do? And then they like have to guess your talent?
No. Oh, Pete and Pete, man. That was a good one. But Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Legends of the Hidden, yes.
Yes.
Wait.
You have to answer that. They do the obstacle shit, answer the stupid questions. And you have like, what? Team freaking Gray Monkeys or something like
man,
that?
Man, if I did obstacle shit, dude, I'd fucking rule. I've always wanted to run an obstacle course. I just never have time.
I've always wanted to do, like, that Wipeout or Warrior.
Ninja Warrior. That Ninja Warrior takes some fucking training.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no way in hell I'd be able to compete in that. I might get through that first stage, but anything after that, no. No, it's all she wrote.
It's not... I want to call it Russian free climbing, because we're talking about Russians, but what is it, street running where you do like the
parkour. That's French.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what it's called. Anyways,
parkour.
No, that's French. That's too gay.
Parkour.
the Russian
free running.
The Russian version of parkour.
Free running?
Yes, free running is parkour.
Parkour sounds gay. I don't like
it. Does
that.
Okay. Free so just call it.
Free I've always running. Wanted it's to fresh. Do that shit.
It's dude, so those Russian dudes that freaking like are on top of a huge
that's
building
why we
with
can't
a rope
go to war
and they just
them.
Freaking jump off and swing.
Oh, like the
and I'm like, fool, you could die. But they I don't know. Anything you see on the interwebs about Russians, they have no fear of death, apparently.
Uh-uh. Yeah, they're pretty badass.
Yeah, they are. I want to buy one of them.
You want to buy one?
Yeah, a woman, though.
Just so he can have a half-Russian child that can kick his ass when it's, like, 3 or 4.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Your half-Russian kid's doing, like, friggin' upside-down sit-ups.
He comes out of the womb with a cigarette and a shot glass, and I'm like, that's my boy. Look at that devilish
I mean, I see a kid coming out like that anyway, but, I mean, definitely, if it was Russian.
I don't know. With that thing you call karma...
Why don't you try that, though?
Karma?
No.
No.
That
I
bitch.
I don't like karma.
No, why don't you try a Russian bride?
Man, I might.
I mean, you're single now. You've got all kinds of money you can stash away. Save up for a Russian bride.
I'm stashing.
Because, like, the thing is, you meet a chick.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to answer the fucking door, Patrick.
And
we are pausing.
So, yeah, I mean, I definitely think that Zach, with all his... loads of money now that he's saving, should definitely try to hire a... Well, not hire.
Hire, no, dude.
Buy.
I'm not renting. I'm not doing that. I'm buying outright right now.
You're not gonna get her on credit?
Nah.
Just finance her?
Nah. I already have a car I'm financing.
Pay outright.
The bank won't let me do that much.
Nice.
I'm paying cash this time.
Pay cash.
Pay cash,
you suck your cack.
Oh, my fucking God. I just remembered this show. Street Sharks.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, dude, what are you talking
about? Okay, good.
Yes.
You were confusing me with the with the groceries.
No. I told you we were good. But,
okay, so by the way, what is it going to sound like now? Because as far as like the listeners will know, it just cut off all of a sudden, and now we're doing this crap, and it's because somebody had to shake plastic bags around.
No, dude, we stopped for a while. All right, let me explain this to him, and then I'll have to edit this out. No,
God damn it.
I stopped it. I picked back up where we left off, though, with the Russian bride shit. All right? If it doesn't sound good when I splice it, then I just record myself transitioning into it.
Yeah, I just figured I was just making fun of the show for the show. You don't have to explain to me.
Patrick, you're fired.
I'm fired. He's the one being a dick. He did this last time, too.
I hear the water in the background.
That was me taking a piss. I took the mic in there with me. Patrick's just...
I mean, I'm going to edit this part out, but...
Why do you get so angry?
Oh, fuck it. Just keep it in.
Well, because I feel like you're giving me shit on purpose instead of just joking around and...
That's the same thing. I'm giving you shit and joking around.
Yeah, so we're keeping
not
it in
a studio
what because we're a real show.
Yeah,
and this is what real people do in the real world.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not in a fucking studio making thousands of dollars.
Fuck.
Recording
no.
This.
Have all these cool sponsors paying us.
But Street Sharks.
Street Sharks.
That
dude,
that was a good show.
You know how many goddamn toys I have of those? Like the Tiger Shark dude on Blades.
Yeah.
His teeth glow in the dark.
They just, like, pull back on their little fin and, like,
fuck
their mouths
yeah,
open
and
up.
And bite and shit. And then the Great White. The Great White one. The muscles.
He's, like, the
shit.
Main character.
Yeah, he's the main character.
Dude, they were all muscly. They were, like, yeah. Jacked, man. It was, like, sharks on steroids.
And then
with
who
legs.
Who's the bad guy?
I don't even remember what the bad guy was.
It was this, like, lantern fish thing.
Lantern fish?
A lantern
yeah,
fish?
Yeah, you asshole. It's a fucking lantern fish. That was the bad guy.
Are you sure?
What is a lantern fish?
He has a ball sack above his
I mean,
forehead.
They had a hammerhead. They had
one of those. I don't think it's called a lantern fish, but I know what you're talking about.
What was it called? Angler. Fuck.
Angler, yeah.
It's an angler fish. God damn it.
But,
a lantern fish?
No, they fought dinosaurs.
Is that right?
Yeah, they didn't fight an anglerfish.
Oh, dinosaurs
like,
would have won.
It was like the street sharks versus, like, dinosaurs.
Oh.
Also had legs and buff arms and things of that nature.
Yeah, dinosaurs would have won.
But,
why the fuck were we... Really
it sounds like you're a bit turned on by dinosaurs.
Dude. Dinosaurs are cool, you douche. Be nostalgic right now.
Oh, they are cool. I just don't sit and think about their buff arms.
Biker Mice from Mars. Excellent. Honestly couldn't tell you who the... that was it. On Street Sharks, they were, like, buffed out, like...
They're frat boys!
Dudes. Yeah, they're
God
frat boys
it.
That were injected with something.
So, Well, if you think about, like, fratty shit, for an instance, like, that's how all of those test subjects from all of these fanciful cartoons we watched as kids, they're all fratty dudes and shit, except Biker Mice.
Biker Mice was good.
They're
what
from
about,
Mars.
Like,
their names
what,
were
SWAT
Throttle,
Cats?
Moto, and Vinny.
SWAT Cats.
SWAT Cats.
That was
well,
awesome
I remember
too.
SWAT Cats.
I mean, you have, like, two garbage
Holy
men.
Shit.
And they had that badass jet, and they were basically mercenaries for hire.
I vaguely remember this, dude. This was old.
Yeah, those guys were legit, though.
SWAT Cats. I kind of remember that one, dude. But I grew up Samurai Pizza Cats.
And I'm unfamiliar with Samurai
dude,
Pizza Cats.
Dude, I fucking love this show. It was these cats who ate pizza all the fucking time. And it was by Saban.
Wait, I know another show like that, except it was Turtles.
Fuck you. These were the original Turtles, you douche.
Looking at this, yes, I
this
mean,
is before
I
Power
recognize
Rangers
it.
Came
I don't
around.
Think I ever watched it, but
it looks familiar.
Yeah, I am familiar with Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yeah, it was way before the Power Rangers came around, dude. I remember waking up at 4:30 on Saturday to catch.
Yeah, that's the thing. Who does that? Who puts a kid's cartoon so early on a Saturday morning?
UPN?
Because, dude, kids wake up really early, dude. Like, kids wake up when their parents are up. And the parents wake up, you remember?
No, my parents
like, you don't remember getting up really early when you were really little?
I read the TV guide when I wanted to know what shows were coming on. Because we didn't have DVRs back then.
I don't see how what that has to do with, okay, but that, never mind.
My parents weren't awake. I just answered your question. No. Maybe yours were. Mine were. They're still sleeping.
Maybe your parents were good parents. No, I said
you wake up when your parents were awake, and you said, I read the TV guide.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
No, I told... Oh, my God. Go back to Tropico.
That's horrible.
Sarah Ride Pete's Cats. It's like, I don't know. It was fucking amazing. I'm going to see if I can find this and watch
old
it.
Old school cartoon Transformers.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, everybody knows of Transformers.
Yeah.
Some awesome cars. Beast robots in disguise.
Dude, my favorite was Beast Wars. That's what I grew up on.
Yeah, I mean, Beast I remember Wars. Those two. And then they had that stupid...
Transmetals.
Yeah. That was a joke where they were on Cybertron.
I loved it, though. No. I had Rat Trap, and he transformed into, like, a car. And then I think
I had Rat Trap as the rat.
Really?
Transformer. Yeah, from Beast Wars.
No shit.
But
who was what Cheetor? Was that the cheetah's name?
I don't know. He was oh yeah, he was, I mean, to me that cheetah was like Bumblebee. But with a different name.
Yeah. The same attitude and everything.
And then they had the Velociraptor who was technically supposed to be Starscream.
Wait, in Beast Wars? No. Mm-hmm. No. Starscream was a pterodactyl in Beast Wars.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. The Velociraptor was actually, he was a, what are the bad guys called again?
Are you talking about Decepticons? Oh, the Predacons in the Beast Wars. Yeah, they had different Predacons. Names.
Well, the Velociraptor was like a bad guy, but turned good, but couldn't get rid of his emblem. And shit. That was a great show. I love that show. What are you checking out now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just looking up Beast Wars. But, yeah.
Oh, good night.
It was, you know, alright.
What, Travis?
I said fucking night, man. Beast Wars, man. Big old fucking beasts. I don't know what Beast Wars is, so I'm just...
Oh. You never watched like Beast Wars? Like old school CGI type Transformers cartoon. Dude. It would be like, what was that one that came on Toonami? They were in the computer.
Dot Hack?
No.
Oh. In the computer.
It had like, the user would like play games and that big purple like cube would come down. And if they were inside that area, they had to play in the game.
What?
You had those little one-eyed guys running around.
What are you talking about?
Something on Toonami. The only thing I ever watched on Toonami was, Tenshimuyo. Did you guys ever watch that?
Tenchi, yeah.
Tenshimuto?
Tenshimuyo.
Tenshimuto.
You have a speech impediment now? Yu Hakusho.
I love it when Travis can't pronounce things. This one, reboot. You guys don't remember reboot? Oh,
okay, I do now. I've seen the picture. I do now.
Yes.
I do now.
Damn, you had like this surfer looking dude, Travis, that was blue, and then like the brother and sister were green.
What?
Okay, never mind.
Fucking idea, dude.
That's obviously...
Weren't they bringing back Toonami, though?
I think, yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah, it is back, but...
It's gay now.
Yeah, it's not like it was. In the early 2000s, Travis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to think back to my childhood. When I was fucking like 13.
No. Yeah, when was this back in the like late 70s?
I mean, I was in 6th grade.
When?
So that'll take you back. I was in elementary school when like...
I was probably about 6th grade or so.
Toonami would have Reboot, Sailor Moon...
I fucking love Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
The mask guy from Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, man.
The mask guy?
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell you're talking
about. Jim Carrey?
No.
Jim Carrey from The Mask.
You tell me Jim Carrey was the mask blah, blah. No, this guy Sailor Moon had the hots for. Come on, if you ever watched Sailor Moon, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm trying to figure out who he is.
I don't know if... I mean, can you consider yourself a man if you admit to watching Sailor Moon?
Yeah. It's a good show.
Especially if you jack off to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Especially then. If you watch the Japanese version.
Like, what is with junior high kids...
jerking off to
being
hentai?
Aroused, yeah.
I don't know, dude.
By anime.
We're confused.
I guess. I mean, at that stage...
We don't want
to
make...
You're attracted... You're starting to become attracted to girls sexually.
We don't want to make the commitment to real naked girls.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're still afraid of real girls.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I find comfort in cartoons.
Exactly. But some people never get out of that.
No, they don't.
It's sad.
Bronies.
Yeah, but they jerk off to my
bronies.
I mean, grown men who... Like,
they're like the My Little Pony people, yeah.
God.
I watched the...
Furries are disgusting, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Furries like, furries cool. freak me the hell that's out. Cool. That's like pony play and shit like that.
Pony play?
Pony play.
Pony play?
You, like, put a bite in your mouth, and you put on, like, the reins and all this good shit.
The
like,
fuck?
Somebody, like, follows you around and, like, beats you with a horse
oh,
whip.
But you're not dressed up as an
animal. What the fuck are you talking about?
Look it up, Travis, when you get a chance. Look up pony play. It's disgusting. It's
I know
a, it's
what
a fetish
about.
That some women have.
No, it's what dudes have. Because the women ride the dudes around.
No. No, those are just dominatrixes. I'm talking about the women that dress up as freaking horses. Well, they don't dress up as horses. They just wear the gear. And, like, they have a trainer that brushes them.
What the
and they,
fuck?
Yeah, they wear the bites. Pony play's been around for quite a while. Look at that. 1867.
That's creepy.
This old girl is dressed up as a freaking horse.
That's a weird fetish.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, man. Like,
we'll talk about fetishes another day.
You jump over
fuck.
Hurdles.
No, I watched a documentary on the bronies thing. It was cute.
On bronies?
Yeah.
Bronies.
Yeah, furries, man. Dress up as freaking animals and have sex parties.
Yeah, furries are pretty cool.
No, they're not cool. I mean, you've got a lot of, like, guy-on-guy action, because when you're in the costume, you
don't know till you pull that little flap down.
Yeah, and even then, they don't care. I mean, it's like, they're now animals and not people, so they don't really have a sexual preference, is the only way I can assume.
Do they fuck real animals? Like, do they actually, like, go out and fuck animals?
No, they fuck other people dressed as animals.
So just the people in costumes, then?
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually you would think, like, they would be like, oh, I wonder what the real thing would be like, and then they'd end up just fucking an animal.
I'd hope not. But,
oh my God.
I mean, there's a strong possibility something like that could happen, and or has already happened.
So.
And is currently happening.
Did you guys ever watch the WB on, like, Saturday mornings and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the show called Card Capture Sakura?
Oh.
No.
Card Captors?
No.
It was like these... what are those cards? Tarot cards. This whole show revolved around tarot cards, and she was like capturing these like spirits and shit. It was a really cool show. Because it came on right before Pokemon.
No, I don't remember it.
Oh.
At all. Like,
really?
What was it called?
Card Captor Sakura.
Card
I was thinking about that.
Because
when I'd watch Animaniacs.
Okay.
And then that show.
Recall
it a little bit?
Yeah, I remember it because I remember that stupid little flying ferret thing.
Yeah, I liked that.
But no, I never watched the show.
And then, of course, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pocket Monsters.
Who doesn't remember that? But
that's on Netflix now, the Pokemon.
Bullshit.
It's on Netflix, yeah. Indigo League.
So, Travis, I have a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
How do you stop a baby from crawling around in a circle?
Just fucking grab your shotgun, what?
You nail its other hand to the floor.
Oh, that's funny.
No, I at work today I told some
hey, what's, hey, what's some... the difference what's the difference between a dead baby and a rock?
What?
You can't have sex with a rock.
All right, man. What's white and bounces up and down in a child's bed?
What?
What's white and bounces up and down in a child's bed?
Me?
A pedophile's ass. Man. Hey, what's the hardest thing about walking through a field of dead babies?
Your erection?
Yes! Yes, you got it.
Damn it.
It's so sick and cruel, but I love this at the same time, it's so funny.
My favorite classical joke is...
Well, I mean, I've got a pretty funny joke I can say, but it's not, I guess you would say, racially acceptable.
Fuck it. What's the difference between a pregnant woman and a light bulb?
What?
You can unscrew a light bulb.
Because
you screw bitches and they give you babies. Hey,
what's red and tastes like blue paint?
I don't know.
Red paint.
Fuck you.
Because paint tastes like paint.
I don't eat paint chips, tard.
I figured red paint tasted like strawberries or something.
I thought he was going with like a period joke. For a second.
Yeah, but why? What would that have to do with blue paint?
I don't know.
A Smurf on your period?
Yeah. Some shit like that.
No, alright, so a black guy walks into a bar with a parrot on his shoulder. The bartender says, "Hey man, where'd you get that?" "From Africa," said the parrot.
I don't get it.
Really? Man. Wasted joke.
That was a good
joke.
I like it.
No, it's cruel, but
it is cruel.
How do you get a dead baby in the blender?
I heard this one time, but I don't recall what it was.
One leg at a
chew
time.
Chew it first.
What'd you say? It's head first.
No, one leg at a time.
Chew it first.
How do you get it out?
Drink it.
Tortilla chips. Hey, man, I got our Super Bowl party snacks.
The only people who would tell me dead baby jokes were fucking rat kids in high school. You know what rat kids are?
What the hell are rat kids?
Rat kids, they wear, like, the trip pants, goth clothes, don't shower, all black hair. They sit and play their fucking
And they're not
guitar.
Goths?
No, because, I don't know. I have respect
for goths. Sounds like goths to
me. Sounds like goths? Well, no, because goths can be attractive. These are just... Ugly.
They're just like the dirty trash kids.
Yeah, dirty trash kids. Like rats.
Rats.
They're fucking rats. I don't know.
Now that you say that, I mean...
Are we talking about high school now?
No, I'm just saying now that you say that, that's a good term for those kind of kids.
Rat kids.
Everybody has those rat kids in their school.
Yeah, this is what they were.
It's always the sad poor
rat kids.
Wear like the oversized black jeans.
Yeah.
Like the black clothes, they shop at Hot Topic, and they're not goth, they're just poor. So no, they maybe not have shopped at Hot Topic, but
no, they
stole.
Did. There you go, stole. But like, I mean, you can find some pretty hot goths, and they're like, I don't know, there's just a different demeanor to them.
It's like the attractive chicks with the big tits who wear corsets and still dress in black, but.
Yeah.
They're attractive.
Exactly.
So, yeah. The attractive rat kids are considered goths, but if they're poor and smelly and ugly, they're rat kids.
Yeah. They think they're goths, but they're just poor, smelly, trashy kids.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Why?
Because my high school...
Just because you're poor doesn't mean you have to act like a
poor... My
10-year
reunion is coming up next year.
Your 10-year reunion.
And I'm not going to it.
Why?
I don't know. I just have no desire to.
I wanna
especially
go.
With, like, Facebook now. There's almost no reason to go to high school reunions anymore because you've kept track with a lot of those people, you know, over the last decade just because of, you know, places like Facebook.
You know what I drove in high school?
What?
A 1988 Crown Victoria LTD.
That's a boat.
It's a boat, and it floated like one, too.
I mean, I'm sure it's still better than what I drove in high school.
What'd you drive?
I drove a chick car.
What was it?
I drove a 1997 Pontiac Sunfire.
Oh, goddamn.
Yes. It was so embarrassing.
The funny thing about that car is that I bought her off my aunt in, Stroud, I think is where she lived. And it had to put, they had to put a new transmission in it. And it had the 5.0, the notorious Windsor block. And, the dude took the transmission out and put the wrong kind of fucking transmission in it. He put in a transmission from, like, an F-150 or some shit like that. because he accidentally, like, mixed them up. This is how backwoods his fucking car was. I mean, there was a suspension bolt that had came undone as I was driving it, and so the back end would actually, like, sink and wobble like you were fucking driving down, like you were basically on water. It was great.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. Little 15-inch rims.
What exciting car did you drive in high school, Travis?
A 1994 Toyota Land Cruiser.
Holy shit.
Nice.
What happened to that?
Got rid of it. It's a piece of crap.
Yeah, it's a Toyota.
I mean, that would be a fun beast to drive.
It's kind of fun to drive. It's just garbage.
People do rock crawling with those, right?
Yeah, but they deck them. They basically everything out from underneath it that's Toyota.
True. Just all aftermarket parts, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let me educate you real quick, Zach, on...
Teach me something about an automobile.
Oh, no, I'm not going to teach you anything. I'm just going to show you what this
looked like. I had... Oh, God.
God. It was embarrassing.
It's... cars. Man. Yeah. I don't know. I like my car now. It's good. I miss my old Expedition, though.
I don't.
Room.
That gas guzzler?
Yeah, it guzzled gas, too, but, I mean, I had room to fuck and throw a party in the back of it. And
I'm not gonna lie, when you took us on that trip to Dallas,
yeah,
I mean,
it's nice.
It was probably definitely a good thing.
You all fucked each other through a party.
Yeah. In my Expedition, nice. While we were stuck in traffic in Dallas.
No, but we did all take turns pissing in a gallon jar, like a gallon jug of water.
We were stuck
in Dallas traffic, man. And what was it, like a Friday?
Yeah, it was a Friday.
It was a Friday because we left out of here early, yep. Right? And oh my god, like, traffic was just unreal.
We hit lunch rush.
It was a standstill. And we all literally had to piss. And we just passed around this freaking jug of water.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was empty. So
who
it was
had sloppy seconds on that jug?
I don't know, man.
Cameron.
I guess Cameron did.
Cameron had sloppy seconds after Patrick.
Yeah.
On this jug.
I mean, thankfully I was first, but still, man, that.
Oh,
that sucked.
Well, yeah, because my mouth had been on that before. Before, not after or during or anything. Like, on the jug. On the fucking jug.
Yes, please clarify that it was the jug and not your mouth was on me before Cameron got sloppy seconds.
We had to pour the jug out of water. And Cameron said, so what do you want me to do with this? I was like...
We capped it up.
Yeah.
And stuck it in the back. And this thing literally sat... in Zach's truck all weekend. I mean, it's the middle of the summer, so it got hot, and it didn't blow, it didn't leak or anything, it didn't smell like piss in Zach's truck. But I mean, I think when we eventually threw it out,
we threw it out the window going on the highway.
Did we throw it out on the highway?
I think we did.
I mean, I feel sorry for it. Oh God.
It was a giant jug of piss. Well, I missed that Expedition, though. But
it was filled up by then, too, because we pissed more than once in it.
Yeah. It was about halfway full. There was about half a gallon of piss in that.
Half a gallon of piss. Man, you could have sterilized that and had some water to take to work.
It was lemonade-looking piss, though. Yeah. It wasn't clear piss at all. Everyone was dehydrated. Because we were just drinking the whole time.
Could you imagine just a... half full jug of orange piss. Oh god, that would be wrong.
That I don't know, but dude, I used to do, because after my mom wrecked it, like my front grill was missing and everything, I just hit shit with it. Trash can.
Didn't care.
I didn't fucking care.
Shopping carts.
Oh,
that's shopping carts in my parking spot.
I love hitting shopping carts.
No, get out of the way!
No! Out of the way now!
Yeah, this shopping cart out!
Goddamn shopping carts! With my ex-wife! Go!
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I mean, I think that's going to do it for the show today.
Yeah, we can cut it off there.
Yeah.
We can cut off there.
So, I mean, we appreciate everybody who listens.
Yeah.
Hey, did you have like a Mexican maid cleaning your house or something?
Can I imagine?
Yes, I do. I'll do it later.
I'll get the Windex.
I'll clean my dishes.
Make my bed for me before I fuck you in it. Maria!
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We appreciate everybody who listens. Travis, obviously, we appreciate you for coming on now.
Yes, for the fourth time. It's becoming a regular thing, and I hope to be on again.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely make it a weekly thing.
Or bi-weekly.
Or bi-weekly.
Or twice a week.
I had something, but I forgot.
I like doing it two or three times a week.
Yeah, I mean, when
the podcast, that is.
When we record, if you're free, absolutely, we'll hit you up. But, I mean, Zach, if you want to close it out.
All right, so thanks for listening, guys. Tell your friends, please. Goodbye!
Don't forget to comment.
Yeah, bye.
Subscribe.
Yeah, bye.
Let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.